Our government.
Healthcare.
Your government.
The economy.
Bailout.
Global financial recession.
Transportation.
Agenda.
Agenda.
The work that needs to be done. What's going on?
I'm Celeste Headlee here with John Hockenberry. It's Monday morning, and we all know what that means, trying to check out what's on the agenda for the week ahead. Marcus Mabry, International Business Editor for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're also joined by Andrew Walker. He's the economics correspondent for our partner, the BBC. So, Marcus, we have the terrorism probe in Colorado where those suspects are going to be in federal court today. What do you make of this story? It's another homegrown terror plot, supposedly.
It's both a scary story and at this point still a pretty open story. We're not quite sure what the plot was. What we do know is that Najibullah Zazi and his father, he's a young man in his 20s, who actually admitted and went through volunteered for marathon sessions by the FBI to discuss his own travels to Pakistan, where he actually received training. He actually left in a rental car here in New York. He had left actually a bomb-making manual. So it's kind of, at this point, one of these. And this has happened before in these terrorism cases. One of these cases where you kind of are kind of gobsmacked by the amateurness, the amateur hour that seems to be at play here. Yet we're talking about someone who is resident here, who has traveled there and received terror training, most likely from Al-Qaeda. What we know right now is only from the court documents, which laid out those details I just laid out. We hope to have more information this week.
But they're not being charged with terrorism.
Exactly. They're being charged with lying to investigators. Which would, of course, result from that marathon session.
And Eric Holder says it's not, the Attorney General says it's not an ongoing threat. That's when he spoke yesterday.
Exactly. So that's why we're left again to puzzle this out and say, well, how serious was this threat? Because we still don't know the details. We still don't know what they were trying to target. So it's hopefully we'll have more clarity this week going into the story.
Now, we also have heard, speaking of terrorism, President Obama says Al-Qaeda is still the main focus in Afghanistan, although he seems to be changing his story maybe a little bit about the strategy there, maybe setting the stage for reducing troop numbers, even as General Stanley McChrystal says we have to get more troops there.
And it's going to be interesting. The president was talking about a lot about this weekend and all of his marathon, do every Sunday talk show in the country sessions. He was talking a lot about strategy. I think he was actually trying to say, however, we're not going to just send more troops without knowing that our strategy is right. I think he was trying to set it up actually so he could do the opposite. I think he's trying to set it up so he actually could say, well, I always said it was about our strategy. I always said our goal was to protect Americans because Afghanistan is where 9/11 came from, unlike the Iraq situation. So we're there for a reason. We're there to protect Americans and to keep Al-Qaeda from forming a base as they had that allowed them to attack us in 9/11. So the president was very clear about that. And I think that would allow him to then say later on, now we know what our goal is. We think our strategy is sound. Stan McChrystal is there. Now we're going to request more troops. I think it was all paving the way for that, because I think given the stark assessment that the General McChrystal gave about the situation there, without more troops we will lose, I think it would make it impossible for any president to say no to that.
Oh, Andrew Walker, BBC economics correspondent. So another thing coming up is the G20. It meets this Thursday in Pittsburgh, and I'm sure that we're going to be talking a lot about banking reforms at the G20, and they're going to try to get the U.S. involved in that. What are you expecting from the G20?
Yes, there certainly is going to be a lot of talk about financial regulation, and the U.S. has got an agenda of its own there that it's pushing quite enthusiastically, of trying to reform international agreements on bank capital standards, how much they have to put aside to deal with unexpected losses. And there's some significant differences there with some countries in continental Europe who fear that what the Americans have in mind would force their banks to go running to the markets, having to raise extra money from shareholders. But I think that, frankly, is terribly important, but not the real headline-grabbing stuff. That is going to be about bonuses. And what they're going to have is a report back from a new agency, the Financial Stability Board, which was created after the previous G20 summit, which is going to come up with some guidelines on how bonus arrangements should be structured to try and discourage excessive risk-taking. But I think the big controversy would be about whether there should be any kind of quantitative limits on how much banks should be able to pay. The French President Sarkozy, very enthusiastic about that. Americans and British, not so much.
Not quite so. Now, Marcus, another thing that the president was talking about yesterday was Acorn. And many of us have seen this tape over and over where they're encouraging a prostitute to say that she's a performing artist so she can qualify for benefits. And President Obama said this about the situation.
Frankly, it's not really something I've followed closely. I didn't even know that Acorn was getting a whole lot of federal money.
And yet he also said that he supports investigation of Acorn. Are we expecting to hear a lot more about that organization this week?
Well, I think this week it'll be a question of can Acorn survive?
Acorn is a community activist group. If people who don't know about it, it gets some sort of money like a lot of community activist groups do.
Absolutely. And does lots of kind of on-the-ground stuff and kind of one of these things
grassroots
actually.
Grassroots sort of.
Exactly. Everything from housing to housing support to advocacy for the poor. And so growing up in Trenton, and on welfare, my family, we were very aware of kind of their activities and stuff. And it was kind of one of the few voices out there speaking on behalf of the poor. But I think that politically speaking, I think it's a very different issue. I think whatever good they were doing on the ground is really going to be endangered now because of this bad that happened that the whole world knows about now. And I think they're going to have a hard time surviving.
Quickly, Marcus, do you believe Barack Obama called David Patterson and said, don't run?
Oh, the story.
Governor of New York.
The story we have in today's paper is just withering. It paints these scenes of kind of the same time that the president was down here on Wall Street, his political director was up and meeting with Patterson and saying, "We would suggest you not run again."
2 seconds. What should Barack Obama not say on Letterman tonight? Top 10, quickly.
I think he should say he should not tell Letterman that he lies.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.